Welcome, traveler. Welcome to Open Inward Conversations. It's Lorianne here. I'm delighted that you've chosen to listen to this podcast. If this is your first time, a big hearty welcome to you. If you've been with me all along, thank you for continuing to walk beside me on this spiritual journey. I'm honored that you are choosing right now to spend your precious time and energy to expose your mind, your spirit, your body, your heart to this mission of self-connection. So many of you, including myself, are going through volcanic upheaval, healing, letting go, letting come, and awakening on all levels. The Open Inward Conversations podcast ranges from audio newsletters, psychic forecasts, to charismatic guests who are connected to Source, here to serve, unfurling with me in unscripted conversations. We are all manifestors, mystics, wise women, and men, way showers and innovators. If you're listening, I want you to know that I see you. You are switched on. You, like me, are here to inspire connection, and you are driven, compelled to make a difference in this world through just showing up, being authentically you, and connecting to and expressing your God-given gifts. Thank you for being here. Thank you for doing you, for doing your light work. You know, when we are self-aware and new information is presented, something profound happens to us at a body-mind level. Our perception expands. Cells begin to reorganize, and we change just like that. So I invite you to get comfortable, make yourself soft and still, and if you're able to, close your eyes. I invite you to receive this episode through your body mind, through the visceral introspection of your body mind intelligence and your self connection. Enjoy. Hi, how are you? A blessed sacred Sunday to you and yours, or whatever day you are listening to this audio version of my newsletter. I thought, what the heck? Everyone is busy and doesn't have time to read, and this turned out to be a bit long. So here's the audio version. Forgive me, it has been months since I last communicated with you. I've been tucked away in my bunker here in Campbellford. I will soon share what I've been creating for you, but not today. Today, after having a little chat with the gods, I have a message to share. And it feels really important. On behalf of our tribe, and if you're listening, you're part of this tribe, my question was this: what do we need to do to restore balance and harmony before we completely lose the plot? The answer came back loud and clear. We have each been assigned an important task. Create a new vision of your life post the pandemic. We need to dig in and help ourselves rise into a new vibration. No one is going to do it for us. Tell me, have you hit that wall? You know the one I mean. You might feel it every morning when your alarm goes off. You might feel it every time you put a mask on your face, or robotically look to the ground to see where you should stand. Militant arrows and instructions are everywhere. The elephant in the room is dancing with a nasty virus. There, I said it. I've hit my wall of tolerance for this unending calamity, and I suspect I'm not alone. Can you relate to what is going through my head? I try not to complain. Is anyone listening? I try to comply. Is everyone watching? I always try to do the right thing. Do I make a difference? Am I the only one? Here's a recent incident I think you can relate to. I needed milk and butter ASAP. No worries. I will race down to the corner store, run in, grab milk, butter, maybe check out the bakery, and get the flock home. In reality, I will race down to the corner store. I blindly run past the lineup. I suddenly feel barbs in the back of my head. I stop in my tracks. Everyone and their auntie are giving me the stink eye. I'm embarrassed, and I feel the heavy yoke of shame try to wrap around my shoulders. The store vigilante at the door reminds me that I have to line up and wear a mask, as if the expression on my maskless face was not evidence of my apology. When we forget we are amid a pandemic, we encounter understanding and compassion more often than not. However, sometimes we are ignored with apathy or ambivalence. Other times we are heavily people policed by masked outrage, fearful wide eyes, frantic hand gestures, and signage everywhere. I can only speak for myself, but I admit I have felt the urge to become an enforcer when I witness others not complying. How did we get here? Well, disconnection. Where is compassion? It is within. Where is collaborative and cooperative reasoning? It is within. And we can't experience it fully without until we have bloomed within. Now you tell me, how inconvenient is the current state of emergency measure, stay-at-home order, when we all have so much self-healing to do on ourselves? So you know what? Regardless of the chaos and the madness, I know that we all can connect to our intuition and higher reasoning. Connection is what I teach now. Check out my polished signature program called Open Inward. Just a little plug. We have choices, but we have important decisions to make as well. Suppose we set our intention to resurrect the spirit of resilience. In that case, we could easily dig into our reserves and soldier onward with a powerful vision of life post this calamity. Generations before us were tough as nails, resilient, adaptive, and made do with much less, while living through much worse by comparison. We need to remember that we carry our kinfolk in our DNA. It is time to call upon the grit of our ancestors. We also need to remember that we are vibrational, creative creatures with magic manifestation skills. Have you noticed how nearly every conversation is topic bombed by the calamity, including my newsletter? Let's change this. We can do it one at a time. I am putting intentional energy into building a new vision of my life, and I invite you to do the same. I'm consciously transforming the energy of overwhelm, helplessness, and lack into balanced personal regulation, empowerment, and abundance. Let's collaborate and imagine a new world into reality. First, we must reboot our innate wisdom through self-connection. Then we must start individually and collectively to build a new vision of reality. How else will a new reality begin to manifest unless we know what we want? Only then can we begin imagining that what into the world of form. My vision of a new reality, and please feel free to elaborate on your version. Here it goes. The last person to contract or die from the virus was ages ago. Picture that. The rolling lockdowns and curbside pickup are but a memory, way back there. Illuminated apothecary has manifested. This means that the virus mutations have been eradicated. Vibrational remedies for ailments are available to all, and the dark agenda has been exposed and overturned. We all have access to the all-knowing knowledge, wisdom, and resources that we need. We all make a difference in this world by expressing our authenticity and serving through our God-given gifts. Godspeed. So be it. It is done. Remember, as a tip, remember, don't focus on the how. That's akin to telling Mother Nature how, when, why to crack open a seed. Focus on your what. So I want to give you 5 tips to create the life you want. Start creating your vision based on what makes you feel balanced, joyful, and harmonious. Invite your heart and your creative, intuitive mind in balance to this imagination party. Create symbols or create a vision board to represent your new reality. Summon strong emotions of balance, joy, and harmony to manifest your new reality. Journal freely from the mindset of the you already living that new reality. That's the secret. This is how we move from living in a 3D reality of duality, limitation, and suffering, and transition into a 4D reality of polarity, different states of balance, connection and materialization, and so much more. I have a gift for you. It is a talisman. I created it for you and me. In the digital newsletter, there's a link. Click on it to download this talisman. It's based on the affirmation, I am strength, clarity, and wisdom. It's a really cool looking talisman too, if I don't say so myself. It looks like it should be like a galactic badge that we all wear on our chest as we travel through this incredible universe. So this small but mighty talisman is a starting point to help you make your journey a little easier. In the digital newsletter, there are instructions on how to use it. Well, I'm going to finish off with a little piece. We are all unicorns, but some of us have fallen off our soul path and disconnected. If you or someone you love has lost the plot and needs help, invite them to book an intuitive coaching session with me. You know that I got you, and you know that I'll take good care of your people. Let's get unstuck, reconnect, and start living our truth. Big love and hugs to you and yours. Thank you for listening. I hope you found this episode of Open Inward Conversations a valuable use of your sacred time. If this is your first encounter with Open Inward Conversations, I want you to know that you are now a member of a great tribe. You are important and worthy. Run quick, look in the mirror, and remind yourself you are an amazing person. If you or someone you know would make a great guest, please reach out and let me know. I would love to have your help in spreading the good medicine of self-connection, self-awareness, and seeking joy, balance, and harmony. I'd be ever so grateful if you would subscribe and share this podcast. Leave me a DM. I will happily respond. Blessings to you and yours.